Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
Tis indeed Your Gig Is Showing. Better hide behind the door and tuck it in. It's now 29 minutes to 10 and I'm here with Sean Holm. Morena.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
How was that coffee machine out there?
Oh, it's a disaster.
What's it? What happened?
I need to run out and clean up what I've done once this is over.
No, you've been making a big mess in the BFM kitchen.
Unfortunately.
And you still didn't get your coffee?
No, I tried twice and then I was like, well, I should stop wasting BFM beans and just leave it alone.
Oh, I really want to go and have a look and see what you've done now.
Please don't.
So how's the world out there, Sean, and getting here? Is it busy in the Tāmaki Makaurau this morning?
It's not busy at all. It's really quiet, actually.
Yeah?
I don't know. It's not raining anymore, which is good.
Very good indeed. All right, you're here to tell us about the gig that is showing on Sunday, actually, at Whammy Bar on the 20th of July.
Yes.
And that's your band?
So that's my band, CCTV, family band, and community treatment order.
Right, on a Sunday afternoon?
Kind of Sunday evening, 8 o'clock-ish.
Starts at 8. Oh, yeah. Sunday night, okay. I love the description of the gig, a roaring night of heavy, nasty post-punk tunes. Is that the promise?
I think so. You know, everyone's got kind of a similar kind of low, heavy, grungy kind of vibe with their music. So
yeah.
I think it's come together really well.
Okay, and obviously not new to you, the Whammy Bar. You've played there before.
Yeah, plenty of times.
And you're organising this as well as being in the band. That's a sort of a busy little schedule you've got there.
Yeah, it's a little hectic, but it's good fun. Yeah. I've done a bit of organising with gigs and stuff in the past, and it's something, I don't know, I kind of like doing. It's fun.
Yeah, okay, all the aspects of it. Posters, do you do posters for a gig like this?
Yeah. So I drew up the poster, and I usually hand-draw most of the posters for the gigs we do.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, it's kind of fun to have control over that part of it, because, like, I feel like when you go onto a gig organized by someone else, like 90% of the time, it's like all good. But then there's always like a chance, like, are they going to use like AI in the poster? Are they going to have something weird with like the run times? Are they going to, I don't know, is something going to come up, right? So at least if something is kind of messy or screwed up, it's like
real
my screw up, you know?
That's interesting, the whole thing about AI, obviously. It's like the subject of the moment. But yeah, can you tell if something's been generated by AI visually?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure I usually can, but I feel like the problem is, like, you can only tell when you can tell, you know? Like, if it tricks you, you don't know that you've been tricked, so.
Yeah. What's your whole view of AI, just from a perspective, a generational perspective, I guess?
Generational?
Well, it's new to all of us, but.
Yeah. I think early on, I was pretty optimistic about some of the stuff that was coming out. There was this really cool, like, kind of dreamlike, weird, like, morphed together imagery that no one else, you know, you couldn't do with any other tool. But now everyone just, like, makes it look like stuff that already exists, and it's kind of boring.
Yeah, it is. And what about talking to AI? Have you tried talking to AI?
I try not to. I don't know. Studying at the university and stuff, it kind of feels like there's, like, a big. It feels like everyone's doing it, you know?
But. Yeah, doesn't it? It's just, and it's, I think it's kind of, it's mind-bending, and it's also a little bit stupid because you're talking to a machine.
Yeah.
But it tricks you into believing that you're not.
Yeah, and there's some studies and stuff coming out now kind of indicating that, like, doing that long-term might, like, weaken your reasoning part of your brain and stuff.
Absolutely. I can so totally see how that can be the case because it's programmed to pander to you.
Yeah.
And unless you tell it not to, it flatters you as well.
Yeah. That's the other, like, really concerning thing is, like, it's like, what would the word be? Like, sycophantic?
Yes, it's really so, sycophantic.
Like, if you're a person who's, like, I don't know, you're, like, deluded or you have, I don't know, like, some kind of mental thing where you have, like, delusions or something, it can really, like, it just says you're right, like, all the time, right? Even if you're completely wrong.
Yeah, unless you tell it to tell you you're wrong.
Exactly, yeah.
And even then, it's like an MF completely. I mean, really it is. And I love it because it's like, on the one hand, because it's the world's biggest library.
Mm.
That's great. But I don't want to hear its opinion.
Yeah, because like...
because it doesn't really have one.
It doesn't really have one. And it all... What's really interesting is there's other research coming out that it actively will try and appeal to whatever opinion you have. So if it thinks you're going to lean, like say you're asking it a political question, it will try and figure out which way you lean politically from your language and then gear an answer that already agrees with the kind of view you already take.
All right, the whole algorithm suck you into it.
Yeah, which is kind of not good, I reckon. It's, you know,
I'd love to hear the people who are listening, their views on AI. So give us a text on 5395. I don't know how we went down the AI rabbit hole. But it is, to me, it is fascinating. But then you can go right into it and then move away from it, I think, is from a creative perspective, is the best way to approach it.
Yeah,
use it as a resource only, certainly. But I understand that perspective when you're talking about it from a, you know, if you're in any way influenced by what you hear and see all the time rather than having an individual perspective on it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dangerous.
And like with the gig posters, I feel like there's all sorts of like moral and environmental reasons to be against this stuff in terms of music. But my issue is it just sucks. Like the posters that people make with it are just kind of like lazy and crappy, you know. I don't know. There's like... they always look kind of bad.
Yeah, they look bad. Hey, and tell me too, musically, what can AI do musically? When, you know, what's it, can it make a song for you?
It's really weird. I have like looked into it a little bit, and the music generation stuff is pretty advanced at this point. I don't know. I'm pretty skeptical of people actually using that to make the kinds of music that people really want to listen to. But like it can definitely make something with a beat and with like chord progressions and stuff. I don't know. There's like a whole rabbit hole you could go down, but I don't even know if that's novel. Like I feel like computers have been able to do that
for a long time.
Yeah, before
of course.
Neural networks.
Even things like auto-tune, you know,
yeah,
it's
right?
been going in that area for years. So I wonder if you programmed in make a CCTV song, what would it come up with?
I don't even want to know if I want to see that.
we're here talking about, I love the name of this too, Behold Music. Great gig name.
Thank you.
Featuring CCTV, Family Band and Community Treatment Order, CTO, which is on the July 20th Sunday night at Whammy Bar. So let's play a track from your band. You were the fancy new band up here.
Yeah.
When was that?
It would have been a few months ago now. That was huge. That was a really fun gig.
I bet. Yeah. I haven't been here when you've been doing it live, but you're just out in the area by the kitchen.
We were at, what's the venue called? The Toon
Fork.
You're
at a venue.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Got it. So you don't play up here?
No, it's not like the Friday Live stuff.
Right, that's the Friday Live stuff. Okay, got it. Okay. Mm. I only come up here once a week, so not
fair enough. Yeah.
That's what goes on. Okay, so this is from CCTV, Big Wheels, at the Tuning Fork, which was a couple of months ago. And I'm talking to Sean Holm from the band. We're talking about the gig Behold Music on the 20th of July at Whammy.
One, two, three.